The Get Up Crew.
Only on the new Hot 96.9.
Thing was that when I walked into that damn mailroom yesterday and came across that sweet, sweet Chiba, the culprit was in my midst. They were standing around the box. Okay, so I know I actually have, by the way, Top 96.9, good morning. Thank you for listening. I hope you saw me on the news. What's up? No makeup, by the way. No makeup. That was pure sexiness on TV.
Well, you did see someone tweeted, Rodney, one of our listeners, tweeted a picture of you out. And I was like, oh, he looks good. I'm going to have to ask him about his skincare routine.
See, well, I can talk to you about
it. It does look
later.
Very good.
Thank you, Pebbles. I appreciate that. So, okay, so I know I got the story of...
Spill it, damn it.
Well... You said you think you know what it is.
I have a theory.
You have your theory?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd love to hear it because there is no way in hell that this story is so ridiculous. You know how sometimes you're like, you hear a story and you're like, that is so ridiculous. It's true. Because otherwise it would never be. This is one of those stories. But go ahead. What's your theory?
All right. So I guess my theory's wrong. But my theory was because I had been hearing stuff about people like ordering weed off Amazon.
Yeah.
So I was thinking like whoever it was, because it was addressed supposedly to a person in the building. Correct? Or was it not?
It was addressed. No. It was addressed. It had a wrong name in it.
Had a wrong name.
Yes.
Okay. So I was thinking that whoever it was had accidentally ordered something on Amazon, not realizing, and maybe it got accidentally sent with whatever shipment it was that they ordered.
Yes.
So, like, maybe they were trying to look for, like, you know, like, weed be gone to kill, like, whatever weed is their garden.
That's,
and they
like,
sent
Roundup.
30 pounds of weed instead. So, like, somehow there was an accident on that end.
Okay, that is a very, very, it's a valid theory, Melissa. It's wrong, but it's solid.
Damn it.
You could still be on the team of investigators, though.
Yeah.
So... Funny thing is, yesterday, you know, I was here all freaking day. And after I left, you know, I was talking to people and stuff like that. After I left, one of the people that was here gave me a phone call. Mm-hmm. And this is now my mole for all future gossip. So I am not revealing my source. I'm taking this one to the grave. He or she will forever be kept a secret. So anyway,
okay.
My mole tells me that the culprit...
Yeah.
came to them very, very nervous and told them the story because they're like, I don't want to get in trouble for this. It was a mistake. I didn't know. So it was a lot of mistakes along the way.
All right.
Okay, so basically the culprit, he or she has a friend who was on vacation out of the country.
Okay.
And the friend hit up the culprit and was like, yo. And I'm not quoting here. I'm just giving the Ramiro version of the story. But they basically hit him up and said, yo, I just smoked some stuff that will make your balls tingle. You got to try this. Like, you got to try this. And the culprit was like, well, I hope you're not going to try and smuggle it into the country. And they said, no, but I don't want to have it shipped to my house. Can I ship it to your job? Because the culprit... Let's just say they get a lot of packages here.
Okay.
You know, so it's like, it's not weird for them to get, you know, FedEx and all that stuff like that. And that's what the culprit thought. They thought that they were getting, remember Castaway, the Tom Hanks?
Yep.
Remember how there was that box that he didn't open?
Yes.
It was like kind of a FedEx, like a handheld.
Yep.
The culprit assumed there was going to be something like that. That they were going to get shipped
to
them.
I never saw that movie. So what they thought it was going
to
be.
It's just like, you know, like a FedEx, like something that you hand to someone, just like a small package.
Yeah.
They thought it was going to be like a box like that, like a small package of stuff.
They didn't realize how much was going to be in it. They didn't think.
No. So,
what?
And they also thought that the friend who was on vacation was going to have it shipped after they came back from vacation. So they were messed up with the timing. the giant massive amount of weed that game. So they never bothered to check. And then because the name was all misspelled, because it was somebody from out of the country that kind of like, you know, did the whole, the name thing wrong. The box was there for a couple, it was basically there for like almost like a 2 weeks. And the person never checked. Yeah. So when it happened, when everybody was like rushing into the mailroom, the culprit rushed in too. And when they opened it up, they were like, oh my God.
So they knew and they panicked.
They knew, they like, panicked, and they were like, I can't say that this is my, you know, so they went and they hit up their friend, and the friend was like, yeah, I had a set. And they were like, you didn't tell me you told me you were going to wait. I thought you were going to wait until after you came back from vacation. And the friend was like, no, I told you this is good stuff. You said I could have it sent to your job.
Pounds.
And they were like, I thought you were going to send me a small package.
30 pounds?
What a friend.
That one person is going to smoke 30 pounds of weed?
They probably weren't going to smoke at all. But so he or she, the culprit, is, you know, they were like, at that point, they felt in too deep to like say, oh yeah, this was a mistake. And then the story just sounds so ridiculous.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So like for them to explain it, to be like, look, this is all a mistake. I didn't know it was going to be this much. I didn't know it was going to be sent.
Okay, here's my question though. If I'm the culprit and I know that there's 30 pounds of weed sitting in my mailroom for 2 weeks, why didn't they make arrangements maybe late at night for someone to come and take it away?
They didn't know that it was there. That's the point.
I thought you were saying that when it first got shipped here 2 weeks ago, they knew what it was and they panicked.
No, they
knew when the crowd gathered.
When the crowd gathered in the mailroom and it was opened, they realized what it was and they panicked and they went and they called their friends to check. You know, they weren't sure. And when the friend's like, yeah, did you get it? And they were like, did I get it? They're like, everybody got it. So they panicked and they were just nervous to, reveal the story. So that's the story.
That's a great story.
Yo, how crazy is that? And I think the person's still on vacation.
Oh, my God.
I love it, man. I love it. So that could only happen here.
I can't believe it.
Check your friends whenever they want to deliver drugs to you. I guess that's the only thing I can say. Manny.
Yes.
What's up?
Hey, Ramiro. How are you?
What's up?
So I wanted to blow up your spot since you're always blowing up everybody's spot. You made sure that the corporate, we all know it's a guy now.
How did I say it was a guy? I said him you or said, her.
You said make your balls tingle.
I brought that up to him.
I did say make your balls tingle. However, I believe that I said this is not a quote. It is a Ramiro version of the story.
Yeah, but why would you say that? I'm just saying. Now we all know it's a guy, dude.
Because I've always wanted to say make your balls tingle on the radio. Did you ever think about that?
You liar.
Did you ever think about that? This is Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi. I have to tell you this a little outside from the story. It's hilarious. It is. But I just wanted to call and tell you that after so many years, you look absolutely great. You look like you haven't aged a bit. So I wanted to tell you.
Who let this call
stop, Stephanie, God. Stop.
Producer Mark.
Keep going.
Who let this call on the air?
What do you mean? Melissa, look,
Blake
people
Ramiro
can call
needs
up.
More ball stroking.
People can call up and say whatever they want as far as they're commenting on the story. And if that's what that lovely, young, highly intelligent lady, she's very intelligent, and I'm sure she's making a man very lucky right now because sounds spectacularly beautiful, and she definitely has it going on, and we'll never hear her on the second date update, I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, my God. Ramiro, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The Get Up Crew.
Only on the new Hot 96.9.